My friend Bob Lackey, a professor of fisheries and an adjunct professor of political science at Oregon State University, is an expert in salmon risk assessment. He writes and lectures extensively about the Northwest salmon's chances of survival. His conclusion? The salmon will be gone in 100 years, possibly sooner. This blunt conclusion would shock Oregonians, 86% of whom have told pollsters they want to save the salmon. But Professor Lackey, a keen observer of the relationship between salmon and Euro-Americans in the Northwest, says Northwesterners have always loved the salmon in principle. It's just that when material progress pits itself against salmon, the salmon lose every time. The Oregon congressional delegation has at least an 85% rating from the League of Conservation Voters, excluding Greg Walden and Gordon Smith, who never score high on the environment. But consistent with a century-old pattern that Professor Lackey has expertly traced, the mostly salmon-friendly delegation supports dredging the Columbia unanimously. Despite the major impact of dredging on endangered salmon runs, heretofore healthy Dungeness crab fisheries, and the communities that depend on them. The delegation hopes to make the Port of Portland, one of Oregon's major economic engines, more competitive with Los Angeles and Seattle. Manufactured goods from the Willamette Valley, but especially wheat and barley from eastern Oregon and Idaho, move through the port and down the Columbia to markets abroad. The economic multiplier helps all of Oregon, but the Columbia's 40-foot shipping channel is too shallow for larger, more efficient vessels favored by major shipping lines. Portland boosters say failure to dredge the river will reduce future ship visits and hurt agriculture and other exporters. If you were an Oregon congressman, would you want this on your resume? Not likely. Which is why Oregon's otherwise salmon-friendly delegation is toeing the line on dredging. However, a series of investigative reports in the Oregonian newspaper concluded that the Port of Portland doesn't need deep-water ships to move its current products, which are shipped in bulk. The real purpose of deepening the Columbia Channel is instead to make Portland a container port, competing with the deep-water seaports of Los Angeles and Seattle. But critics of dredging say that's a daydream. They point out that Portland is 100 miles from the sea, which is a day's voyage, an insurmountable disadvantage in container shipping, no matter what the depth of the Columbia Channel may be, which seems to make even more dubious the dumping of 14.5 million cubic feet of toxic dredge spoils on sensitive lands along the river, not to mention the cost of $150 million. Columbia dredging could still be stopped in the courts or in the Congress, but it's probably not surprising to Professor Lackey that friends of the salmon in Congress are willing to compromise their survival. This is Les Aucoin.